speak now, Eugene Currier, who is a Howard University student, despite the fact that he's just entered classes. He's been out in the streets helping to organize this demonstration. Thank you.
Thank you, Gloria. Good morning. As Gloria mentioned, my name is Eugene Currier. I'm a national student organizer with the Answer Coalition, as well as a student at Howard University. It's been a heavy press conference, so I'm thinking about a lot. But, you know, the case of the Cuban Five has really taken on a greater significance with what's happened with Posada, with the decision, you know, that may allow him to be freed. And I think, you know, from our perspective, from the perspective of the Answer Coalition, the fact that this man, Posada, this terrorist, this murderer, could go free while these five Cuban anti-terrorists will continue to languish in U.S. jails in solitary confinement is unacceptable. It's unacceptable, but it's not unbelievable and it's not unexpected, particularly from a government, you know, that has in recent weeks done all it can to enshrine torture into national and international law, that they would be giving aid and comfort to such a well-known and notorious and admitted terrorist and torturer as, you know, Luis Posada. And that's something that people should look at, is these people are not afraid to admit the acts of terrorism and torture and things that they've inflicted on the people of Latin America and the United States. And, you know, it's really in that light, in the light of what the Cuban Five is here standing for and what Posada, you know, is standing for in the world, that we demand the freedom of the Cuban Five, us, the Answer Coalition, along with our allies in the Cuban Solidarity Movement, because we recognize the right. We recognize the right of the Cuban people to defend themselves against these terrorists, to defend themselves against those who blow up hotels and airliners and automobiles and then get holidays and parades in the streets of Miami. It is their right to defend themselves against these terrorists. And the Answer Coalition has always maintained this role. And when Posada entered the country, we started a letter writing campaign to Congress people, for people to write to Congress to demand Posada's extradition. 40,000 letters were sent, and because of that, 20 Congress people actually wrote letters to Bush demanding Posada's extradition. And just in this past week, with the new information, 20,000 letters have been sent through our email apparatus to Condoleezza Rice to demand Posada's extradition. And we see this struggle, the struggle to free the Cuban Five, in this march this Saturday as part and parcel of that struggle. And we, all across the country, are mobilizing our supporters to come and be here Saturday at 11 at the Justice Department on September 23rd. And we hope that all people who love justice and equality and recognize the injustices that are being done, not just to the Cuban Five, but to the families of people like Livio and Francisco, who have been so wronged, will join us here on Saturday in front of the Justice Department. Thank you.